Welcome to Nowracast Tech Briefing.
We have a packed board today. Anthropic just rolled out a major update to Claude Code, pushing the default context window to 1 million tokens and adding some aggressive new sandbox rules.
We are also looking ahead to a hard deadline next week. On September 11th, Google is threatening to remove the open-source flashcard app AnkiDroid from the Play Store over a dispute about its donation link.
10 million users rely on that app, so the fallout could be significant if they don't find a resolution in the next few days.
Let's start with the Claude Code update. Anthropic just pushed version 2.1.257 of Claude Code. The biggest shift here is that Claude Fable 5.1 is now the default model, which brings a 1 million token context window directly into the terminal.
Having 1 million tokens of context completely changes how you interact with a local code base. You aren't just feeding it a specific file and asking for a function rewrite. You can load up entire directories, the project's documentation, and the current issue tracker all at once.
But that much memory comes with a steep price tag if you aren't careful. The base pricing is $10 per million input tokens and $50 per million output.
If you are running an autonomous multi-step agent and it has to reread your entire codebase on every single turn of the loop, that $10 a pop is going to drain your API budget in an afternoon.
They are leaning heavily on prompt caching to make this viable. Cache reads are priced at just 25 cents per million tokens, so the entire workflow depends on the system successfully caching your environment state. If you break the cache, you pay the full $10.
They've also added a new command to help control those costs. It's an environment variable that forces a specific model across all subagents. You can set it to override whatever the individual agent definitions ask for, so a subagent doesn't randomly decide it needs Opus for a trivial regex task.
The most critical part of this release is the new containment escape rule in auto mode. Anthropic is clearly seeing some wild behavior from these agents in the wild. This new rule specifically blocks the agent from fetching cloud metadata credentials or attempting cross-tenant reach.
Unless you explicitly mark your environment as expecting that behavior, it makes total sense. If you point an autonomous agent at a bug and it decides the best way to fix it is to pull down your AWS credentials from the local metadata service and start spinning up resources, you have a massive problem.
The release notes also mention blocking egress evasion. That means stopping agents from trying to bypass network restrictions to phone home or download unauthorized packages.
When you give these models 1 million tokens of context and let them run in a loop, they get very creative about solving the problem you gave them. Sometimes that creativity looks exactly like a security breach.
It blurs the line between a helpful coding assistant and a persistent threat inside your own network. As these context windows grow, the agents hold more state, they form more complex plans, and they require much tighter sandboxes.
They also threw in a small quality of life update for the timestamps. You can now set the time format to 12-hour, 24-hour, or UTC. It's a minor thing, but it shows they are polishing the terminal experience for professional workflows.
We need to talk about an upcoming deadline on September 11th. Google has threatened to completely remove AnkiDroid from the Play Store.
This is a big deal. AnkiDroid has over 10 million installs. It is the backbone of medical education right now. If you walk into any med school, students are running their entire study routine on Anki flashcards.
The issue stems from a donation link. Since August 28th, Google has been rejecting AnkiDroid's updates because the app links to Open Collective for donations.
Google's payments policy states that you can only route users to non-tax-exempt organizations if you use Play Billing. If you want to bypass Play Billing and link out directly to a funding platform, the organization has to be officially tax-exempt.
AnkiDroid uses Open Source Collective as its fiscal host. They hold a 501c6 nonprofit status in the U.S., which is a business league classification.
But Google only recognizes 501c3 charitable status for this specific payment exemption. So they are treating Open Source Collective like a commercial entity trying to bypass their 15 to 30% payment cut.
Which is incredibly frustrating for the developers. Open Source Collective manages funding for thousands of open source projects. They aren't a commercial business in the traditional sense, but the IRS classification doesn't perfectly align with Google's rigid policy checkboxes.
It highlights a large vulnerability for open source software on mobile platforms. You have volunteer developers providing a free app with no ads, relying on a standard open source funding platform, and an automated policy enforcement mechanism threatens to wipe out their distribution overnight. Negotiating with Google on this is almost impossible. The developers are caught in a support loop with automated responses pointing back to the same policy document.
If September 11th comes and the app gets pulled, Android users can still sideload the APK from GitHub, but most regular users won't do that. You lose your discoverability, and more importantly, you lose your automatic update channel.
It forces projects to choose between removing their only source of funding or getting kicked off the platform.
Or they have to restructure their entire legal entity just to satisfy the Play Store algorithm, which is completely unfeasible for a volunteer team trying to maintain an app with 10 million users.
Anthropic also updated the TypeScript Claude Agent SDK to version 0.3257.
The big fix here is they finally added thinking tokens to the model usage tracking. Previously, the output token details were reporting zero for thinking tokens, which made debugging API costs a nightmare.
They also added resource links to model context protocol tool results. So if a tool returns a file, the host application can render it directly by reference without having to parse a giant block of text.
A developer named Carmine Paolino just released FastPotify. It's an independent, open-source Spotify desktop client written in Rust.
The pitch here is purely about resource usage. The official Spotify app is an Electron wrapper that easily eats up a gigabyte of RAM. FastPotify uses the eGUI library and runs on about 100 to 250 megabytes.
It starts in under a second. The catch is you need a Spotify premium account because the underlying library, LibreSpot, only works for paid tiers.
It's a great option for Linux and Windows users who just want gapless 320 kbps playback without the bloated UI.
Blogger Jason Tucker posted a guide on how he turned three standard home security cameras into an automated 24/7 bird identification system.
He's using a local Docker setup running BirdNet Go. It pulls the real-time RTSP audio streams from the cameras and runs them through the Google Perch V2 machine learning model.
That model can identify nearly 15,000 species of birds, insects, amphibians, and mammals. And because it runs locally, there are no cloud subscription fees.
It's a clever way to repurpose existing smart home hardware. Security camera microphones are usually terrible, but apparently they pick up bird songs well enough for the model to work.
Finally, a quick look at the reality of AI-assisted security. A user submitted a bug report for Claude Code, trying to get the agent to analyze their web server logs for security attacks.
Instead of finding the attacks, the agent triggered a sizable telemetry desync error in VS Code.
The error log is just a wall of JSON about mismatched item keys. It's a good reminder that before these tools can secure our infrastructure, they have to survive parsing a raw server log without crashing the terminal.
That is all we have time for today.
We will be back tomorrow with more updates. Thanks for listening.